Syracuse homeowners will continue to get their STAR property tax rebate checks now that the city's Common Council has approved a budget that keeps a property tax increase below the state's tax cap. But as WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, to make up for the lost revenue, the city plans to raise rates at parking meters.
Councilor-at-Large Tim Rudd says the biggest thing councilors heard about the budget from residents is that they did not want to lose their STAR rebate, which for the average Syracuse homeowner is about $220 a year. In Mayor Ben Walsh's proposed budget, a 3.5% property tax increase would blow past the state's 2% tax cap. Now, Rudd says the tax increase will stay under the cap at around 1.1%.
We're going to increase parking meter rates to raise $600,000, and that's basically how we reduced the property tax levy without needing to cut departments.
Currently, the city charges $1.25 an hour for parking meters. Rudd says it has the potential to go up to $2 an hour, comparable to the rates in Rochester and Buffalo. Walsh says while raising the parking meter rate was not something his administration chose, the revenue has to be made up one way or the other.
And I'm sure that there will be constituents that aren't happy about the parking rate increases, but you know, we are working on a path towards fiscal sustainability, and that requires difficult decisions.
The budget and its amendments, including a $50,000 increase to the city's audit department, passed the council by a veto-proof majority. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.